Good morning, everyone. We are continuing our series on awareness and omnipresence. And for today's presentation, we're drawing from some of Gurudeva's explanations of certain concepts in the Shumchef language. Gurudeva created the Shumchef language to be able to have precise descriptions of the realm of meditation. Every new field of knowledge traditionally develops its own technical vocabulary. For example, computers have brought with them a complex vocabulary of recently created terms. You will be interested to know that there is not just one word in the Shum language for awareness, but rather there are many words that give precise descriptions to different perspectives on awareness. The first perspective Gurudeva describes is found in the Shum word Neef. Its particular perspective of awareness has a fourfold definition. These four aspects of the definition of Neef are helpful in grasping the full meaning. So the first aspect, individual awareness or perception, which differs from vast consciousness. The idea here is, differs of course, is focusing on recognizing the difference between awareness and consciousness, between the experiencer and the experience. Second aspect, the observation of individual awareness. This is focusing on a clear perception of what awareness is. We see it. Third aspect, individual awareness distinguished from impersonal consciousness. Again, this is focusing on the difference between the experiencer and the experience. And the last one is the perception of being aware. This is the idea of the sense of being an awareness independent of consciousness, like an eye that is not seeing an object, an ear not hearing anything. The next term in Shumchef language we're looking at for awareness is awareness aware of itself, which is called Kayif. Its definition is, one, pure awareness aware only of itself. Two, superconsciousness, the core of consciousness. Three, feel yourself going in and in and in into the seventh dimensional area of the mind called Kayif, being aware of simply being aware. And fourth, it only takes a moment to become aware of being aware, but to hold this state for any length of time, preparation has to be made. Then we have a simple exercise. Simple and direct way to experience Kayif is to hold both hands before you with palms pressed together, such as this. Be aware of their feeling as well as how they look. As you feel the power intensely within you as the palms are pressed together with the hands held near the center of your chest, inwardly watch your awareness, being aware of this action. So we're aware of our hands pressed together. It is easy to be aware of your two hands. It is also not difficult to be aware that you are aware of your two hands pressed together, excluding everything else from your mind. When you have attained this, simply drop your hands into your lap, and you will be aware of simply being aware. This is Kayif. You can practice this while sitting alone in meditation, and after a while you will no longer have to go through pressing the palms together to attain Kayif. Soon after this, you will only have to pronounce the word Kayif, and in knowing its meaning, you will hearken back to your experience of Kayif, and thereby for a split second attain to the full experience of Kayif, awareness aware only of itself to the exclusion of everything else. As you go into this practice, you will pass through many different rates of intensity of Kayif. As the subconscious areas of your mind become impressed and become used to this experience. When this occurs, a certain kind of bliss bursts forth from deep within you as an aftermath of your experience of Kayif. You will find that in your striving to find Kayif, that your intellect will interfere and become quite a barrier to this experience. It will want to simply pronounce the word Kayif. To simply pronounce the word Kayif and then think directly after it, awareness aware of itself, thus translating from Shum to English. By doing this, the intellect then expects the process of translation to be the experience. Not very smart. The intellect, being the biggest barrier to superconscious experience, must be dealt with in a very firm way. And when you find this occurring, begin again the simple practice I have outlined of pressing the hands together and being aware that you are aware of doing this. This is made a very important point about the Shum Chaif language, is that it's experiential. In other words, a language isn't necessarily experiential. It's okay to translate from one language to another, and you're just in the intellect. But in the Shum Chaif language, when it comes to the concepts about meditation, you're supposed to be experiencing something, something very precise. Then we get an interesting one. It's called Kayif in Different Stages. The experience of Kayif is in different stages. First stage is one feels he knows what Kayif is. This is like walking along a road and seeing a building at the end of it. Or it is like looking from the fourth dimension into the seventh while being aware one is aware while in the fourth. In this way, one moves from the fourth to the fifth to the sixth to the seventh dimension into total absolute Kayif. In the very same way, one would travel along the road, the building looming up stronger and stronger until one actually experienced the building itself by entering it. If we are calling the building Kayif and are being in it the full seventh dimension experience of Kayif, then the elimination of the building and our form, as in matter and antimatter, is then Im Kayif. In the Shum perspective, Kayif is always in sight. All avenues of awareness lead to Kayif. This then is the temple of the pilgrims of the New Age, the mystic who seeks to find fulfillment within himself. Then we have a series of short statements about Kayif that are totally independent, coming from different sources. Since awareness merges in upon itself in the area of the mind called Kayif, this is the goal of all meditative and contemplative practices. For when man recenters himself or becomes aware of his center, he then finds that inner security enabling him to refocus upon the area of mind that he was previously flowing through or to enter new areas of mind. Second one, Kayif is the goal of the meditator. Third, Kayif is a collection together of all phases of awareness before one enters the state called the self. The entrance of this state is called Im Kayif. There is no name for the self in the Shum language. Fourth, if someone were to experience Kayif for a brief time, after the experience, they would feel clean inside, renewed, clear-minded, centered, secure, unconfused. They would not necessarily experience inner light unless kayif were held for a long period of time. Fifth, when one is working within himself in refum sirali or other states and kayif is in sight, for that is his goal, he then tilimpf kaif, re-experience an experience of kaif previously had, or ama'una kaif. Now we don't have time for those terms to be explained. Next one, in the state of kaif, it is the ultimate state of control. It is where all control of all phases of awareness starts. You should know this center, control area of kaif, because it is also where the individual knowing springs. Kaif is the core of superconsciousness. Next one. Awareness can move from the fourth dimension to kaif without being aware of the fifth, sixth, or areas of the seventh dimension. Awareness cannot move from the third, as the third has binding factors. These binding factors are what make up the third dimension. Next one. The most intriguing area of consciousness found in Shum is kaif. Kaif is awareness aware of itself. Those who have had an initial inner light experience will find kaif rather easy to attain. It is simply a deep state of consciousness where awareness is aware of itself. Now, when awareness can be aware of itself long enough, it sort of coils up into a little tight ball and begins to disappear. This is called im kaif. When it finally disappears, the self alone remains. Or a vibration which is greater than the mind itself takes over awareness and blocks it out, so to speak. When man comes back from this experience of experiencing the total self, everything within the mind is more understandable, and he is locked in the perspective of looking at the world from the fourth dimension of the mind. And the last one. Become aware that you are aware of your physical body while sitting quietly. Forget the body, turn within, nikashum, and be aware of being aware. That is kaif. We cannot hold this in the beginning stages because the pulling areas of awareness distract us. The practices of meditation, living the laws and daily life of kanif with short experiences of kaif, eventually causes the knower and the known, the experience of kaif and the experiencer to become one for prolonged periods of time. Im kaif is the natural outcome, outgrowth of this. Kaif is in the everyday reach of everyone who can understand shumif. Well, Gurudev has made that point a few times in these excerpts. Kaif is easy, but it's easy only for a very short period of time. To hold it longer than a short period of time requires regular practice of meditation. It requires not being tangled up in the emotions, the third dimension of the mind. And the goal, of course, is to increase the length of time we can experience kaif to eventually experience im kaif. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.